96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. There are only 63 days left in the race for the White House. That's not a lot of time for this hotly contested and volatile race. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, arguably the most disliked front runners in modern political history. Well, barring any surprises, one of them will be the next president of the United States. On this Political Tuesday, we're talking about the issues impacting the candidates and the election. My guests are Simone Pathay, political reporter for The Roll Call, and Dr. Lorenzo Morris, political science professor here at Howard University. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're asking you tonight, what is it about these candidates that really grinds your gears? What bothers you? Even if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, is there something about her that bothers you? If you're a Donald Trump supporter, is there something about him that bothers you? Why are you supporting the candidates that you are supporting? Okay, let's get right into this. My goodness, since the last time you were here, we've had two political conventions and a whole lot of rabble-rousing by both candidates. We've had Donald Trump in Mexico, Hillary Clinton not in Mexico, FBI reports. How would you assess what has happened just over the past several weeks?
It's been a hot political summer, to say the least. I think the major shift we're seeing is that both conventions were very tumultuous, right? They both had their ups and downs. Coming out of the conventions, Hillary Clinton had a really strong lead, an 8-point lead. That has now been cut in half by most national polling averages in not a lot of time. So you're seeing this race tighten in some ways. She still has a really strong lead in a lot of these toss-up battleground states. Trump has a very, very narrow lead in states that he should be doing a lot better in, the Arizona, the Georgia, the Missouris of the world, right? And this is all really gearing up to later this month when we have the first presidential debate.
Yeah.
After Labor Day, of course, is the first time that a lot of American voters are starting to tune in. They've been seeing Clinton's ads on the airwaves for a while now, recently joined by Trump's spots hitting the airwaves as well. But this debate is really going to be the first time when you see them both on stage together and you have the American public tuning in for real.
Professor Morris, why do you suppose the race is now tightening? Is this Clinton having problems or Donald Trump doing better?
I think it's more the approach to the race itself from the media. Every election has a tightening at this point, almost historically, and it's inevitable, partly because people have to contrast the candidates as if they are somehow on a similar plane. So what happens in this particular election is that the issues have been pushed aside, and so we're testing personalities. And as you indicated, there's sort of a resistance to both personalities in the larger, what would be the marginal electorate. On the other hand, when you're looking at the actual competition as opposed to popularity, and the polls don't, saying that you distrust someone in the Hillary Clinton's case does not necessarily mean you won't vote for her. And it isn't quite the same thing as I don't like this person. It means that there is some degree of distance between you and that person, so that in terms of turnout, it's hard to project what will happen. So the marginal voters get excluded from the test of who are you likely to vote for, when it's preceded by questions such as whom do you trust, et cetera. So when you look at the electoral polling, even without electoral college polling, even without any change in the actual polling distances, which aren't dramatic, there is still a dramatic difference in the likelihood of victory in terms of the electoral college, where, you know, her likely numbers currently are 270 something to his 147 of likely polling numbers. And those things, even if polling remains tight, don't seem to be changing dramatically. When you have a state like Texas that is almost 50-50, recently, slightly. That's an extraordinary event. So the second thing about tightening, other than the normal process, is that the weakness of the Republican Party has not be, can't be clearly reflected in the polls, meaning the distance between him and the rest of the Republicans.
I want to get into that a little bit more, but I want to go to the telephone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What bugs you about the person that you plan on voting for? If you're voting for Hillary Clinton, do you trust her? Is trust an issue? If you're voting for Donald Trump, what is it that may give you pause about the guy that you plan on supporting? Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Nydria, help me with your name. Did I get that correct?
My name is Nydria.
Nydria. I was close, but no cigar. Nydria from D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm 31 years old, so I think I represent the younger voters. Mm-hmm. And I must say that there are a lot of young people, not even young people, but older people that don't want to vote at all this election because they aren't for either candidate. But I just want to say that everyone must vote. It's very important that we all vote for our next president of the United States of America. I know we are never going to have a president like President Barack Obama. And if we have someone like him, he's going to be far, far, far down the road.
Well, let me ask you this, Nydria. You're a Clinton supporter, right?
I am.
Is there anything about Secretary Clinton that gives you pause, that when you go into to select her, when you go into the voting booth, is there something that's going to make you pause a little bit and think about it, or are you just gung-ho and you don't care about the controversies?
Well, the only thing I think that crosses my mind, only negative thing, is how some other countries look at Hillary Clinton. Like, there are some undeveloped countries that don't believe that women should be in a leadership position at all.
Hmm.
So that's the only, negative opinion or negative point of view that I have about her being the next leader of the United States of America. I just don't, want her to have difficulties internationally just because she's a woman. However, on the other side, she is a role model, and it could be positive for other developing countries that she is a woman in leadership and leading the most powerful country in the world, which is the United States of America.
Well, Nydria, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your phone call as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Simone, that was an interesting perspective. The international view, the optics of another first black president and the possibility of a first woman president. How much do you think that plays in the minds of voters? I'm surprised that came out.
That is a really interesting perspective. I don't think that's something that is going to be a big problem for her, having served as Secretary of State, having traveled to more countries than any other Secretary of State in recent history. She clearly has a track record to develop relationships with leaders from all sorts of different places and all walks of life. Certainly, there's something very historic about this. There's no question that there is still a lot of misogyny in this country, and there are a lot of voters who are resistant to voting for her. You see that in the way that the polling numbers break down. I mean, her lead with women compared to Trump's lead with men is quite dramatic.
you make it. Let's talk a little bit about this. Former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said this weekend on Meet the Press.
As president of the United States, she should cease all operations, all contact with the Clinton Foundation.
Clinton Foundation, Professor, is that an Achilles heel for her, just like the email, or is it just another bump and bruise on the way to November?
To me, it's an Achilles heel in the mass media. When you look at the foundations held by the Bush family and the links there, there is nothing new about that except that for the first time, you have a former first lady and obviously married to a president whose presence in the foundation world is significant, so that you get a lot of attention, whereas the foundations of the Bush family, which have similar involvements and similar links, are not as heavily scrutinized. Whether or not she was Secretary of State Bill Clinton would have drawn the attention of most of these people. And whether or not she was involved with the foundation, people, Nobel Prize winners or others would have had access to her. More importantly, the obligation of the Secretary of State in the functions that they have associated with her during the time that she was there are extend to making giving citizens some ability to deal with issues or to have some contact with State Department where there is international engagement, where they may be exposed or otherwise. As a researcher myself, I've called on the State Department, as anybody else has done, and I certainly have no foundation.
Well, let's certainly hope we don't see your name in any of those documents.
Well, you won't see it on the money side. My $2 contributions will not make.
But Simone, as a member of the media, Achilles heel, email, Clinton Foundation, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think certainly you're seeing this issue rise in the discussion of Secretary Clinton. It comes on a month of really bad press for Donald Trump. The media, of course, wants to cover both candidates to the extent that they can in a fair and equal way. Does Clinton's scandals, if you want to use that word, do they merit the same attention and scrutiny? Sure, they merit attention and scrutiny. That doesn't ignore that Donald Trump has also solicited foreign contributions, and has a lot that's nagging him. At the end of the day, I think this all comes down to Clinton's trustworthiness in the extent that it could hurt her, right? And that's still something that is very much on voters' minds. And this scandal, to use that word again, perpetuates that.
As one late night host would say, truthiness.
Right.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Who do you like, but do they still give you indigestion? What do you think? Dee Dee, calling from D.C., what's on your mind, Dee Dee?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Donald Trump gives me indigestion. For one thing, I haven't heard him say anything in retrospect to African-American women. Health issues, educational issues, nothing. He hasn't addressed us in anything.
Hold on. That's not exactly true, because he was in Detroit on Saturday at a black church, and this is one of the things that he said.
We're all brothers and sisters, and we're all created by the same God. We must love each other and support each other, and we are in this all together. All together.
Well, see, there you go, Dee Dee. His first appearance.
Rhetoric, sir. I'm sorry. That's not addressing the issues, and I'm just not going to vote for him.
Okay.
Period.
All right. Who are you going to vote for?
We will see.
Oh, we will see. Okay. Well, Dee Dee, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Want to hear from you tonight. Even if you're going to vote for a particular candidate, does it still give you pause, or the things that disturb you? And we want to hear what those things are and your thoughts about the upcoming presidential race, the issues, and just your thoughts as we move towards November. Okay, real quick, better yet, I don't think I have enough time. I need to hold off. We've got to talk about Donald Trump's appearance at the church in Detroit. Everyone was watching, and we didn't know what he was going to say. You just heard a little bit of that. So if you're on the phones, and if you have a comment about that or anything about this race, we definitely want to hear from you. That includes Kim calling from Springdale, Comfort, Judith calling from D.C., Ivan also calling from D.C. Please do not hang up. You will hear the phone. You will hear the program, and we will talk more about what is happening in this election. Who are you going to vote for? And even if you like them, does it still give you pause? Does it still give you a little bit of indigestion? Are you going to the polls and holding your nose for your favorite or not so favorite candidate? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're taking a